Hello, welcome to Access 2013 tutorials. In this video I'm going to be creating the lookup table we're going to need for the scheduler form. So if you want to play along, follow the link below the video to the download section of the website and download Access 2013 DB58 and open that bad boy up. Okay, first things first, if you haven't watched the last video, then you actually really need to, because we discussed Cartesian products. And I'll give you a very quick reminder of what we're trying to do. We're trying to create a table that will list a booking, all the records of a booking detail, I should say, so that we're able to ask a simple question. For example, on the 9th of October in room 201, was there or is there a guest staying there? And then we're going to have corresponding text boxes on each of the records. So here, and we're going to put that information in there. Now the challenge we have is that if you look at table booking details, we have a range of dates. So for example, this booking is from the 15th of July until the 19th of August. And we could probably create some kind of complicated lookup function that looks up the date within that date range, but it's going to be really complicated. It's going to be a pain to maintain. If there's any issues with having to test it, it's just going to be a headache. So what we're actually going to try and do is we're going to try and take table booking details, and we're going to what's called explode this table, so that you end up with one record per day. And this is why you need to watch the last video, because we're going to use a Cartesian product to do that. So let's do it right now. We're going to go to create, query design. I may have said table earlier, I meant query. We're trying to create a query where we can look up information. Now first of all, let's put table dates in there. Table dates, if you don't know, is a table with every single date from the 1st of January 2007 all the way up to the 29th of April 2027. So we're going to use that. So let us, we're interested really in, we'll put dates and LNG date. Now, if I run that, we get all the records in the world, and we're not interested in all the records in the world ever. What we're interested in, if I can find form scheduler, which I can't, is we're only really interested in exploding any dates between the first date in the scheduler and the last date. So the first date's the 9th of October and the last date's the 23rd of October. So immediately the first thing we want to do is restrict. We don't want to display 7,424 records, we only want to display 14. So we drop this into layout view. Now when this scheduler loads up, it loads up with this temp start date here loading up. And so what we're going to do is add a temp end date. So scroll to the bottom and put set temporary variable. Come on all the way up to the top if you can. That's the one. Alright. And it's going to be called temp end date. And it's going to be equal to this down here. So it's going to be equal to start date plus 14. So temp start date, temp end date. And we're going to use them to restrict the values in this. Actually, first of all, we need to open and close that to set the variables. Yeah, thank you. Okay. And here we go. And we'll say LNG date must be greater than or equal to temp vars temp start date. And must be less than or equal to temp vars temp end date. Okie dokie, run that. Yeah, so they're the dates we've got. Let's actually save this right now and call it query bookings exploder. Okay, and we're going to use the concept of the Cartesian product now, because we're going to create a separate data set and we're not going to link the dates to it. So we're going to add show table, booking details, bookings, guests, and the rooms. So these four tables are linked and will essentially be one data set. And anything we pull from these tables will be multiplied by the records in table dates. So let us do that. Okay, so we want booking ID, booking detail ID, check-in date, check-out date. We want guest ID, and we're going to want room ID, but we'll also want actually the name of the guests. So we will go guest and a bit of concatenation, table guests dot first name ampersand and table guests dot last name. Okay, so if we run that, we have 210 records. The reason we've got 210 records is table dates is returning 14 records, I believe, maybe 15, and it's multiplying it by the records that are being returned here. And records that are being returned here are actually 14. So 14 times something is 210. That's 14 times 15. Okay, so table dates is returning 15 records, and it's this data set's returning 14. They're multiplying them together. So at the moment, as you can see, check-in date 15th of July, check-out date 19th of August, date the 9th of October. So this first set is all the booking details multiplied by the 9th of October. The second lot is all the booking details multiplied by the 10th of October, which is good, except we actually now want to make a restriction, because if this date here doesn't fall within the check-in and check-out date, it shouldn't be there. So we're going to place a restriction on that criteria. And it's going to be that the check-in date must be less than or equal to table dates dot dates, and that the check-out date must be greater than or equal to table dates dot dates. And then we run it and we get nothing, which is completely correct. The reason it's completely correct is because there's nothing in the booking details that actually falls within this time period. Today is the 9th of October. So I just need to change a couple of these. Oh, actually, let me think. No, I'll do it like this. September, and probably a quicker way of doing this, but I'll do 3 so you get an idea. This one could be a long one. Okay, so 3 of the booking details fall within that range now. So if we close that and press F5, nothing happens. Amazing. What did we do wrong? Greater than or equal to check-in date. Oh, there we go. Right. Okay, so we have 45 records. An example of a record is the 9th of October. Every single booking detail falls on the 9th of October. That's fine. In fact, all of the bookings fall on all other dates. So yeah, the date range is 20th of July to the 21st of December. So that's clearly going to, the 9th of October is within that. Another date range would be the 3rd of October to the 24th of October. That falls within that. So it's exploded every single record in the booking details table that falls within the date range. Okay, what I've just shown you in this tutorial is at least a little bit complicated, and it's the idea of using a Cartesian product to explode the records. Best thing to do, because it's complicated, make you bang your head against the wall. Video's here, so if you need to watch the video again, do. You've got table dates, which you can get into any database you make by going to external data, import from Access, and bringing table dates in there. The technique is here. It's a bit confusing. As long as you make sure that you restrict the dates being shown first, so you don't end up showing 7,000 dates, and then you just got to make sure that you set whatever that start date is, you set it to be less than or equal to the dates, and whatever the end date has to be greater than or equal to the dates. I hesitate to say simple as that. It's one of those things you're going to have to watch it a few times, I guarantee you, before you truly understand it. But yeah, it's there anyway. This is how to create a exploding booking, and I shall hopefully see you in the next video.